certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Tuesday, March 29th. How you doing out there? I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260. Find me on Twitter at Hernan Salas _. Today on the podcast, we're going to recap the Oilers 6-1 win over the Arizona Coyotes. Tee up LA tomorrow, which is a huge game. And we'll be joined by Connor Halley for one last time on this podcast with me. I don't know who the new host is going to be, but I only have a few left. So for one last time, my good buddy Connor Halley, and we'll just shoot the breeze here for a bit and have some fun. Also hear from Jay Woodcroft, some post-game comments coming up here shortly. Like always, thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day, free and available on all platforms. And yeah, we're just going to have some fun these last couple of episodes. For me, as I move on from the podcast and radio world, it's a weird week for me. I'm definitely feeling emotional and a little sad too, but excited for the new gig as well. That's why it's a weird week. It's just so many emotions. But you don't care about that. You care about Oiler content, and let's get to it as the Edmonton Oilers pick up a big 6-1 win over the Arizona Coyotes. Hey, they took care of business, and exactly what they should have done, they did. And that's not give these guys any life. They came out, they scored early. They scored often. Special teams was okay for them. The goaltending held up. Everybody was a bounce back game. And yes, I know it's Arizona, so save the messages. Yes, I know it's Arizona, but that's exactly what Oilers should be doing to the Arizona Coyotes, is beating them 6-1. So it's good to get those 2 points. A huge night on the out-of-town scoreboard. Vancouver loses in St. Louis. The big one, LA loses to the Kraken, and LA's here on Wednesday. That should be a fun one. But in this game, a lot of good stuff. I mean, Connor McDavid, 405 in. I thought Jesse Puljujärvi, his best game in a while. His first three shifts, and he created the first goal. He was turning that puck over like nobody's business. So good on the big guy. He played really well. Ryan McLeod stood out as well. His first two-goal game in the NHL, a beauty on the power play. The first one was a little bit of a lucky one. Fogel gets off to Schneid. Hyman with his career-high 22nd, and Leon, 48, tied with Austin Matthews now. Mikko Koskinen makes 31 saves for a 969 save percentage. Power play, Oilers 1-for-3. They went 3-for-4 on the PK. Bit of a bad bounce. Hyman tries to get a stick on the puck. He deflects it between Koskinen's pads there. So a little unfortunate for sure. But all in all, that's all you can ask for. I mean, there's not much to break down. The Oilers, you look at that Arizona line. I mean, I said it yesterday. And I said, yeah, there is reason to be concerned because the Oilers sometimes play down to their opponent. But they didn't yesterday. And that's a good sign. It's an excellent sign. But I mean, this is exactly what a team like the Oilers should do to a team like the Arizona Coyotes. Ice times, only one player over 20. And that was Nuge at 20:31, so that's good to see. Your lowest, the only player under 10 minutes was Warren Fogle at 9:28, so they spread out the minutes, which is great to see. Defensively, three players over 20, Nurse, Barry, and CeCe, and your lowest was Brett Kulak at 17:03. And what about Evander Kane taking 4 penalties on the night, 1 to end the second, and then 3 straight in the third period, which is absolutely hilarious. Good thing it was the Arizona Coyotes. He takes one at 1:38, one at 4:32, and one at 6:47. I don't think I've ever seen that. I know Yams had 3 penalties. I think it was in Colorado. I'm not 100% sure, but that was bizarre. He just couldn't get out of the ref's way there as they called 4 straight if you're going back to the second period for the Edmonton Oilers. But 2 points is 2 points is 2 points, and now they sit third still in the Pacific, 37-25-5, 79 points, 2 points back of the LA Kings with one game in hand. And so that, like I said, that's a huge, huge point here as they're trying to lock down a playoff playoff spot. Man, I was looking at Vegas' schedule. They got it pretty easy, man. Holy smoke. Edmonton a little bit tougher, obviously, but tomorrow, if they get those points, 2 points, sorry, that's going to go a long, long way. What did you think of the game? I know people were happy, but a lot of people are still like, guys, it's Arizona. Okay, we all understand that, but do you prefer they won 2-1 in a damn shootout? Like, they won 6-1. Give them props. Sure, yeah, it's a bad team, but they still went out there and took care of their business. It wasn't close. Oilers were the better team. Plain and simple, okay? Like, it's good. We all recognize how bad Arizona is. Everybody does. They came out and they played a solid game. Now we'll see, does Ryan and Archibald stay in for tomorrow? Does Smith go between the pipes? A lot of questions, but let's get to some audio. And it's a good bounce back game for the Oilers. They needed it, and then they took care of their business. Here's the head coach just on the bounce back from his team.
It was pretty business-like mindset heading into the game, and you know, we did what we had to do in order to walk away with the 2 points, so it was a good win for our team.
Star of the game was Ryan McLeod, obviously. He had the 2 goals. He had 1 assist for 3 points, 6 shots on net. He played 12:48, 55 of power play time, 233 of shorthanded time, and he was excellent, absolutely excellent. So it's good to see the young man really, really progressing nicely here for the Edmonton Oilers. So the head coach was asked just how many games like that did he see from Ryan McLeod when he was in Bakersfield?
Well, I've had a front row seat to Ryan's development over the last three and a half years or so. I've seen him score lots of goals over that time, and you know what, we charged him today with helming his own line, driving his own line, and he did a heck of a job with that line with Fogle and Ryan. I thought they gave us good minutes, not only 5-on-5, but power play for Ryan and penalty kill for McLeod and Derek Ryan.
And another player that I mentioned that had a really good game, Jesse Puljujärvi, 2 assists, but beauty on the drive. Actually, both were really nice apples. He had 4 shots on net, 4 hits. He played 14:53, 127 on the power play. How about that? Coming down the right wing and just a clapper. I absolutely loved it. I know some people were chirping it, didn't like it. I loved it. Good on him. But his best game, he had a sitter in front. McDavid set it up and he just fanned on it. I think that's part of the game he has to work on, just the stick skills. I keep saying that. But man, he can turn pucks over, because in that first period, his first 3 shifts, he was all over it. He was turning pucks over like a madman. So good on JP. They need him here going forward. So a positive for the Edmonton Oilers. And one last one here from Jay Woodcroft, just on Jesse Puljujärvi's excellent game last night.
I like the chemistry of that line today. I thought he did a really nice job. I told him on the bench of working into kind of a high support position in the offensive zone. He picked off a few passes, including that opening goal, but it happened a few other times during the game. I thought he was involved physically, played in straight lines, went hard to the net, played a little bit on the power play today, had some good chances there. He was a good player for us tonight.
Right, that was Jay Woodcroft meeting with the media last night. As the boys optional today. Chris Russell still in COVID. And we're going to get lineups and all that tomorrow. Another 7:30 start. Is that correct, guys? Let's take a look here quickly. I think it is 7:30 once again tomorrow here at Rogers Place. But an enormous game. The Oilers get that one. They'll jump into second tied with LA, but they'll have a game in hand. So that'd be huge. So that game's going to... Oh, man, I can't wait. And LA's dealing with some key injuries. Doughty, Brown, Roy. Like, it's not good for LA right now. So the Oilers got to be ready to go. All right, coming up next on my second last episode here on the Lockdown Oilers podcast, I'll be joined by the man, the myth, the legend, my good buddy and colleague, Connor Halley, as we'll continue to talk Oilers and have some fun the rest of the way here, all right? More coming up here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. After months of playing, college basketball has determined the top teams for the Final Four and will determine this year's national champion this coming week. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. From all the latest odds, contests, and player props, you name it. BetOnline remains the best spot for all your latest sports developments, including podcasts and reviews for all leagues this season. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Head to the website or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome back to the Locked On Oilers podcast, my second last pod. Won't do one tomorrow, as I want to do one post-game, because I think pre-game kind of is boring and it's like timed out. Like after 7:30, who the hell's going to want to listen to a pregame podcast, right? So I'll do one Thursday to wrap up the month and my time on the Lockdown Oilers podcast. But I'm now joined by Connor Halley from the Jason Gregor Show and the Other Connor podcast. Find him on Twitter at Connor Halley. Connor, 6-1 win. Are the Oilers back, baby?
No. Coyotes. It. Come on.
They sound like the fans yesterday on the inbox.
The Oilers did what they had to do against the Coyotes, right? I tweeted that out. I'm like, they're doing what they should do against the Coyotes. Coyotes played the night before. They played Friday against the Flames, a team that can wear you down. They have injuries. They're not a good hockey team. The Oilers should beat them 6-1 every night. That's just how it should be. It's not that I'm trying to be negative on the Oilers. They did what they should have done. I'm not going to give you credit for doing the things you're supposed to do. I think there's a Chris Rock skit about that, you know?
Did you bring up Chris Rock just now?
Yeah, well, I would have... No matter what happened at the Oscars, I would have brought that up. Like, you don't get credit for the things you're supposed to do. So, yeah, you know.
Thank you. I said the same thing yesterday. About everybody was like, oh, Mikko, why do we always have to give so much praise to Mikko when they win a game? It's like, oh, you did what NHL goalies do.
You
made one big stop and then were just good.
Yeah.
Like, enough with the, oh my God, he was excellent. What a bounce back. No, like.
A lot of times people say that too. Like, oh, he stole you a game. Well, he did his job. Nah. When, like, McDavid scores two goals, are people like, he stole you the game? No, he did what he does. And yeah, so that, I don't know, Hornet. I don't think the Oilers are back by any means. The Kings could come to town and beat them 5-1 and then. Yeah. Are people going to flip-flop again? They are what they are. They're going to have those games. They're going to have games where they're disappointing. But good on them for getting the job done. Ryan McLeod, fantastic. Good to see that. I hope that's a game that he can build off of. Evander Kane. I mean, we're going to have to name the penalty box after him after that one. That was just nonstop trips to the penalty box there. But no, overall, hey, that was a fun game to be at. If you made the trek out to Rogers' place on Monday night, you had a good time.
Oh, for sure. At least, like you said, 2 points is what they needed. They got the job done. It's reports today Mikko Koskinen is in the home net. He'll go tomorrow. Were you? Okay, let's be clear. There's no faith in either of these two goaltenders. Are you okay with Koskinen going tomorrow?
I am. And I mean, I was literally just on with Iwanek and we talked about this. And it was like, you know, if you had another goalie pushing for starts, then maybe I would be a little more willing to debate it, but it's like neither goalie right now has my 100% backing. It's like you never know what you're gonna get. It could be a stinker like it was against the Flames, although part of that was the play in front of him, so I won't put it all on him. Or you could get a performance like we saw last night where it's just allowing one goal. I think you still have to be somewhat aware that the fatigue factor could creep in, because even though Mikko says that's something that like the media and online people are kind of making up, the numbers back it up. When he plays more and more games, the play starts to decline just a little bit. So I think that is something you have to watch for. Obviously, you've got games on Wednesday, Friday. Eventually, Mike Smith has to get back in there, and there's not going to be a super easy opponent that you can throw him out there for. But yeah, I mean, right now, I think Mikko's the guy you got to go with and just hope that Saturday was more of a blip, play better in front of him, and good things will happen. But it's a massive game on Wednesday.
How do you feel about, like, I'm looking, this is going to come down to Vegas, LA, Edmonton. Looking at Vegas' schedule, check this out. They play the Kraken, then the Kraken, then the Canucks, then the Canucks, then the Coyotes, then the Canucks. And it sounds like they're getting McNabb back. Leonard was at practice today, but he got hit by a Jake Eichel shot and left. But he's probably nearing a return. Like, that's an easy schedule for the Golden Knights, despite all their injuries. The Oilers have it a little bit tougher, but I think the Oilers are in a good spot. The Oilers play some good teams, and that's good for the Oilers because they play well against good teams. But I just feel like almost every game they go into, they're all goalie. And now, Koskinen and Smith are capable of goaling the other team, but you just never know, right? Is that your biggest concern here down the stretch?
100%.
You
just don't know what you're gonna get, and you look at goals for in the Pacific Division. I mean, the Flames just scored 9 goals. The Oilers still have more now, a couple more games in hand, but 233 goals for, but they've got 216 against.
Yeah,
and
it's a lot, man.
Chalk up a lot of that to goaltending. I won't put it all on goaltending, because I mean, the game on Saturday, like when Johnny Gaudreau had the puck, like, the defense just, they lost their damn minds. Like,
they
stopped playing. Yeah. Like, do we both take them or we play? It reminded me of, like, football when, like, there's just miscommunication. There's a long touchdown and, like, the corner and safety point at each other.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you guys doing out there? You got to have some basic communication or, like, something to fall back on. Just lock on your man and do something. Don't leave anyone wide open in front of the goalie. The play where they just kind of shot the zone and left Matthew Tkachuk, like, behind the red line.
Yeah,
it's like,
that was bad.
Guys, he's a good player, you know? He's a turtle, but he's a really good player. You got to watch out for him.
Really good player.
So, yeah, I think that the goaltending is the biggest X factor. You don't know what you're going to get. And I think it makes it really hard for Woodcroft, Manson, to make that call. Like, who do we go with? Who cares? Who knows? Like, so-and-so looks good in practice, but is that going to translate to the game? We don't know.
It's a tough situation for the Oilers because the goaltending wasn't addressed. Not going to be. Can these two guys have gotten the Oilers to the playoffs 2 years in a row? Sure, but I don't even know what you do in the playoffs when, if they book it. I don't know.
Well, they were good last year. Like, Mike Smith was good last year in the regular season. Even in the playoffs, they only lost
last season.
In overtime.
Like, Mike Smith doesn't give you any confidence. Mikko Koskinen he was hot for that stretch, and then I think six of his last seven games, Connor, he's giving up three or more goals. Like, he's not good.
Yeah.
Like we got to stop, like, going crazy because he wins one game against the Arizona Coyotes where he let in one goal. Like, let's pump the brakes. Like, that's why LA, St. Louis scare me because they have better goalies. I think the Oilers have a better forward group. Well, St. Louis is pretty good, too. Defensively, St. Louis is probably better. Without doubt, the Oilers should be even with them. It's going to be an interesting two games. Man, if they can pull these two out, Connor, that would be fantastic. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, we're talking Edmonton Oilers. Three more games this week at home to LA tomorrow. Home to St. Louis on Friday and then on the road in Anaheim. Is that correct, Connor?
That is. And then I think you get San Jose after that.
Yeah, so some big games for the Oilers. Forward group's looking good. I thought Ryan was pretty good last night. Archibald was okay. Defensively, it is what it is. I mean, Russell's now has COVID, but you're probably running those six guys anyway. Do you go with the same lineup tomorrow, Connor?
Yeah.
Forward-wise?
Yeah. I mean, hey, he scored six goals, right?
Cassian or Shorin.
Yeah. Right. So, no, I think the guys are feeling good. I think if you're someone who was a scratch on Monday, you're probably like, yeah, I'm probably not going back in. Scored six goals, wasn't against the Coyotes, but you're probably going to stick with that feel-good winning formula.
Sure.
So, yeah, I would keep the lineup probably the exact same. And you're not really going to upgrade it. It's not like you're going to be bringing in somebody who's going to, you know, immediately add to the team immensely. So I probably go with the same lineup. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see down the stretch there. Those games, I mean, it's not going to be easy. But, yeah, you got that road trip. You got the Ducks, a team that's beatable. The Sharks, another team that's beatable. It's going to be a really fun stretch. And I didn't know this, the Golden Knights, like you mentioned, had such an easy schedule. Like, that's crazy.
So in the next six, they get Kraken twice, Arizona, and the Canucks. So that's pretty much the make it or break it for the Canucks.
Yeah.
If they can sweep the Vegas Golden Knights, they're right back in it.
Doing the Oilers a big favor.
Yeah, but the Canucks are a weird team because they play so well on the road. Like, they beat Colorado. They beat, like, good teams. They were close there in St. Louis. I wouldn't count them out just yet, man. They're only 3 points out of the wild card, so that's going to be a big stretch of games. And if the Kraken, they did a favor for Edmonton yesterday. If they can do a favor this week and steal 3 points from the Golden Knights, I think you're going to be pretty, pretty happy. Connor, Laddie Schmiedsbert called it a career today, according to Tommy Cazzola. It's Laddie Schmied here we're talking about, a beauty, but any memories of him, whether it's on the ice or you met him at a bar like I did?
That's what I was going to say. I mean, I remember him on the ice. Who's his partner? And I just remember, like, it might have been...
They weren't very good.
Like Gilbert?
No, I mean the team, though.
It might have been Gilbert.
Gilbert?
But I just remember him, every time he got it, whipping it across. Like, he did not want the puck on his stick for, like, more than 5 seconds. Like, no, don't want
it. Does he stay at home? Yeah, I think you call him that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a big offensive guy.
Like, but one of the funniest guys. I think we're going to get him on the show with, like, Gregor and Struds at some point in the next week or so here. But my favorite memory of him was actually, I don't know, I was probably 19 years old. Do you remember the bar Oil City?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of that place, but we went there, and the Oilers showed up. And, you know, Sam Gagner, Andrew Cogliano, they were probably like 19, 20 years old, just young kids, doing what they would do at the bar. And, you know, you kind of kept your distance. But I remember I was at the bar, and Laddie Schmied walked up, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, it's Laddie Schmied.
Yeah.
And, you know, probably had a few too many drinks at that point, but I was talking with him, and we're talking about, like, his cars and playing in Edmonton, and what did we drink? I think I bought him a beer for some reason. I bought him a Stella Artois. Don't know why. But he gave me his cell phone number. And he was like, you work on radio. Oh, you should have me on. At that time, I was just doing Crush Performance, and I was too scared to actually text him back. But he was just like such a nice guy. And you think about the guys that, you know, play in the NHL for a long time, and the glue guys. He's one of those guys that comes to mind, a fan favorite in town. And he played for a long time. I think that's going back like 15 years, and he's still playing. So
His best year in the NHL was 15 points in 2011-12 with the Oilers. He played 78 games. I just can't remember, but I thought he had a little more offense, but obviously not. He was a stay-at-home guy. He dropped the mitts once in a while, physical defenseman. And I got to meet him in the summer of, I think, 2019. Me and Tommy went to the pint, and Davidson was there.
Yeah.
And then he invited us to sit at his table because he knows Tommy well, and it was just Jameson shots. Like, it was nonstop. I was pretty tinkered. But a great guy, humble. For a guy that played in the NHL for that many years, there wasn't nothing bad about him. Do you know what I mean? Not stuck up or anything like that. That's my memory. On the ice, I don't really remember. I mean, I remember he was a part of the Pronger trade that broke everybody's hearts here in Edmonton. He was a 9th overall pick, eh? First rounder. And did they rush him? Maybe. I know Lotai thinks so, but that was just a Joffrey Loop all the time was an elite forward, but he came here and completely flopped. And Laddie Schmid just never lived up to that top 10 overall pick, but he was a good NHL defenseman and one of the few Edmonton Oilers that played also for the Calgary Flames, as he was traded for
Horak and Brossoit.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Brossoit, eh? That's crazy.
But Brossoit was probably
back on November 8th. I remember I was at Nate, I was in broadcasting, and we went out, and it was a Friday for drinks with like the class, White Ave, whatever. And that trade came down the pipe. I remember that. I was like, oh, they traded Schmid because he was a beauty. It was at the smile, no teeth, just an absolute beauty. Connor,
I think it was Jeff Peter he played with. That was that was the guy. I just remember him like, I don't want it on my stick. Whip it across.
Maybe. I mean, we've talked a lot of Oilers. You've been one of my biggest contributors to this podcast. I just want to know how much you're going to miss doing these hits on Locked On Oilers.
Well, I mean, it's like 15, 20 minutes out of my week, and it's quite a hassle for me. I mean, I still got a show to book here as we tape this. No, Arnav, we're gonna miss you on the building. It's obviously a good opportunity for you that you have to take and go work with the Elks, who, just from my perspective, have had such a good off season.
Yeah.
Then they cap it off and bring you in, and that's the big signing for the Elks this off season. But no, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I mean, I don't know if you'll be allowed to talk to me on my podcast, but if you ever feel like spouting off about the Edmonton Oilers, we'll get you back on the Other Connor podcast.
Yeah, I don't know how that's all going to work. I'll always be open to it, obviously. I love talking Edmonton Oilers, and, you know, you were the people that don't know. Because I don't think we're going to do a radio hit together, so might as well get it out here. You trained me, you and Mijo, when I started here back in 2014. So it's been a long time here with you guys in the building. We did the LCast together this year. Hopefully it's going to keep going with you and guests to co-host to be named. But no, it's been a hoot, man. It's been great. I'm gonna miss this. Like, I was telling Lotai today before we went on air, like, I'm already getting emotional. Like, it's becoming real, right? Where last week it was like, it's still far away, and getting stuff ready with the Elks too, exchanging emails with Swainer and Evan, is just like, wow, this is really going down. But
are you gonna be nervous? Like, is it Monday night, the first show, or the first day?
Monday's my first day.
So
yeah.
Sunday night, are you gonna sleep?
Probably not. I probably just want to relax this weekend, you know, just be like completely 100% ready to go for Monday. And yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it's to work for a pro team in the city, a team I grew up cheering for, is just surreal. So, but Con, man, yeah, it's been a hoot, man. It's going to be fun. Glad you can join me again before I do my last one solo. I think me and my listeners need to have a moment on Thursday.
Yeah.
But thank you for everything. I mean, I think outside of colleagues, we've become really good friends and friends for life. So just wanted to say thank you for everything, man, for training me in the radio world, for always helping me out on this podcast. We've done a lot of the pre and post, I mean, separately, but always helped each other out in that aspect. But Connor, man, it's been great.
Yeah, and just to see you pump your tires a little bit here, I've worked in this building for a long time, and, you know, I feel like you can tell within, like, the first month or two who's going to make it. I remember Matt came in. I was young at the time, but I'm like, this guy's going to make it in the business. I remember your Chuck. I remember you. Yeah. You guys were the three. I was like, these guys are going to have success in whatever they do, because They're passionate about sports, and they will not say no. They'll do whatever they have to do.
We do everything.
Like, if it's working 18 days in a row.
Sometimes that's not the best, but it's in this business, it is.
It's a good trait. Yeah. So you're going to crush it with the Elks, Hernan. Thank you for having me on. And create a burner account on Twitter. Just so you can spout off about all your grievances with the Oilers, the Elks, whatever it might be. You got to get that burner account
and
going.
Well, LT was mad at me because he's like, I know you know stuff about the draft, and you're not sharing with him. Like, I don't know anything right now.
The CFL draft, that's his thing.
I don't know anything, but Connor, man, let's wrap this one up. I gotta get going here. Like always, thank you. We'll be seeing you around, like always. And it's been a hoot, my friend.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Good luck.
That was Connor Halley from the Other Connor podcast and the Jason Greger show. I always get everybody confused. I always confuse you with Tommy. But second last show here. Oilers coming off a big win. Big game tomorrow, man. That's going to be fun. I'm thinking I'm actually going to go to the game. Might be one of my last ones before the playoffs, hopefully, that I'll attend there and hang out with Maddie and Tommy Gazzola and the boys and enjoy a fun game. That's going to be a playoff atmosphere, Connor. So it's going to be great. Can't wait. And to you, the listeners, one more podcast together. Again, I appreciate all the downloads. Keep those coming. And always, you can find me on Twitter at Hernan Salas _. For my producer Juanito on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petroleros. Big shout out to my man Connor Halley. Much love. And to all you listeners, we'll chat one more time. That will be on Thursday to break down the Oilers and Kings game. All right, have a good one. We'll chat soon.